knowing.
Yeah.
Hardness is hardness, right? Yeah. It's a body sensation, yeah. But when there's the idea of a self, then obviously it comes to a point of thinking that it belongs someplace. Yeah. It is here or it's here.
Yes.
But actually that's because there's an idea of a self and there's no real understanding at the moment of what the quality of that is, which is it's just hardness.
Usually there's idea of my leg, my back, everything. Even it's only hardness, but memory is there. It keeps thinking about it. Since it's my back, so it's I who think about it.
And sometimes we think we can work out all the causes of why we have some problem, but actually we don't know about what karma and what cheetahs. There's so many different factors involved.
The tendency is when what we call the body is sick, is to find a cause and to somehow remove that cause so that the health can come back and we can go on living our lives in the same way. In the Vinaya, I understand there are different medicines and all these being suggested. So even in the Dhamma context, health and ill health is considered.
But in the absolute sense, only pain arises. Because even when we are not in good health and we are fast asleep, no thinking about health or pain or anything at all. So just leave it to conditions, whether it is seeing or hearing or body consciousness which feels unpleasant or pleasant. Just a moment. And usually we think about future, short or long, but actually it indicates that there is no awareness or understanding of a characteristic which can come and go so fast. If there is no awareness, it's gone completely. So we cannot know anything without awareness. Just think about health or I or my something.
And I think each time that we pick on some signs, we recreate the same old stories each time. And then we missed a chance of really understanding what's going on because we're taken in by the stories. So instead of now hearing the Dhamma and an opportunity to learn the real thing, the reality is, if we're caught up in the same pattern of thinking, then we lose this opportunity every time.
It may also be that sometimes worrying about something also conditions tension of the body, conditioning.
But when there are actual, if you call it physical causes, then maybe understanding something about that will be relevant.
There are conditions for each moment. We don't have to find out or try to find out what condition the move to pick the medicine or to think about such food for our own health. Because what everyone is doing is conditioned. We don't have to try to review or rewind what conditions are there. Because it's there. To see, to move, to think, to pick up blanket or shirt or whatever one wants at that moment for oneself already. So just understand that whenever there is no awareness, there must be the I all the time and think about different things for oneself. But whenever there is understanding, it's a reality, no one there. At moment of experiencing hardness, no seeing, no visible object. Just that, see? And that cannot be taken for anything because it has its own characteristic. And it arises and falls away too. So one learns to understand conditions for each moment of reality. We don't need to think about them because it's already there. Whatever is thinking at this moment is conditioned.
There is much the illusion or the idea that there is somebody or something or a body, for example, that has to be protected, but all that is just ideas.
And take certain steps. Each time there are symptoms, there's the story that you have to take certain steps.
Yeah.
Each move is conditioned. Each thought is conditioned. We think differently.
I know we can say that painful bodily feeling is agusala vipaka, but I sympathize with knowing in that one doesn't just ignore if there is also what is conventionally known as ill health. One doesn't just ignore the situation and say, oh, it's agusala vipaka, there's nothing to be done about it.
Just know or understand, because you say that no one can escape from having such painful feeling, but what about the understanding? It has to arise one day, more or less, but the understanding of that as a reality, just a reality which is conditioned.
Anything else is thinking about it.
Yeah.
But it's worthwhile to interrupt the story and think about realities. It interrupts the story, so it...
What interrupts the story?
If you think about a reality, it's an interruption you might not have had before hearing Dhamma. It is a condition, a small one, for more understanding, because it does interrupt it. If you've never heard Dhamma, then
it's just clinging to the
just
body
continuing on problem. With that story of pain, and I'll just take some pills, or I'll do this, or I'll do that, which you need to do sometimes.
You need to do.
Yeah.
By conditions. All by conditions.
Right. Right.
Even if there's the thinking interrupting, mm-hmm. it's by conditions again.
Looking after one's bodily health is one of the sampajanyas, as I understand it.
We call it that way, but actually it's conditioned.
As sanya or memory has a very important role to play in this, I could, for example, see the mind running away, thinking already about, now I will not be able to sleep tonight again.
Or opposite.
Who knows my conditions?
Who knows?
Yeah. It's
so,
only thinking now,
so
but what
tends
would happen?
To run away and reinforce itself. And the story seems very, very real, especially the story of ill health. And that is, in a way, it is a justified story because of the whole medical establishment and all kinds of things.
Thank you.
Yeah. There can be painful bodily feeling without ill health.
Yes.
And there can be ill health without painful bodily feeling.
Yes.
Of course, we tend to connect the two and assume that if there's one, then there's the other.
Mm. And another kind of thing that has made it more real for me, or seem more real at times at least, is, this is the story of course, that I've been on sick leave for about 1 year, getting money from the government because of this condition that is labeled electrosensitivity. And that makes it seem more real, but this discussion is very, very helpful. Thank you.
When the solution might be just in knowing what the characteristic is.
Or justification can be, I want this body to be healthy, or these moments.
It's an attachment.
Yeah.
An attachment to something that takes away from knowing the moment now.
Mm. And there can be even attachment to being, I'm the sick one with this electromagnetic disease, or I'm the one with this asthmatic problem, or I'm the one with this heart condition or something. There can be a lot of clinging to being this kind of person too.
We all have it, we just have it in different areas. We all
might have it with money, for example.
Yeah, everybody has it in different ways.
No, I'm saying we all have it now, here.
Yeah. So we need another chance to pull us back again.
Yeah.
Because we always forget that it's not I, mm-hmm. just different realities.
Okay. Not I, who am this way or that way. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Just different namas and rupas only.
We think that would happen to me, but actually what is happening now? We forget about that. So when there is the awareness of this, no thought about future, what would I be?
Yes.
But it's a reality.
Yes.
So I think that moment of seeing is just a good example, because that is always seeing, no understanding. About seeing and visible object. Exactly the same as when pain arises, no understanding of pain, and just a characteristic like visible object is now a characteristic.
What you're saying is that the reminder about seeing is a reminder about how much avijja there is.
Mm-hmm. And not just seeing, hearing, smelling,
any Dhamma.
Yeah, any Dhamma.
Often the conceptual.
It's not I who think.
It's not. Thinking
arises, yeah. Mm-hmm. Even right now, thinking arises. See, so many things with avijja. So instead of thinking about pain, what about whisper object and seeing? Because now there is seeing and whisper object. Never
and I was hoping
back.
That we distract you. And I wonder in the time how much you felt that pain. You know,
there have been other moments arising, like a warmth, a kind of warmth. I'll see what happens. I don't know.
But we don't have to wait until then.
Yes.
Now, always now. So one can know by oneself how much ignorance one has, not just not knowing pain, but also not knowing seeing and visible object.
Some people have a particular practice where they're very used to focusing on the feelings or the sensations in their body or the rupas appearing, and I wondered if you are used to anything like this. Yes. Because people think, oh, if they really understand their body or what's happening in their body, then it'll be easier to understand other dharmas. But it's like giving special attention or special focus to the body rather than just being aware of whatever is appearing.
That kind of practice makes it appear like there is a body, but that is moha.
But there are some thinking that seems like knowing or understanding reality, like it arises and falls away, pain arises and falls away. But the understanding of the characteristic with right awareness, this is different from just knowing. Because now we can simply say that seeing is not permanent because there is hearing. Mm-hmm. But what about the right awareness of a characteristic in order to really understand that particular one?
And this is different from the idea some people have of attending to the pain or the hardness in order to see its arising and passing away. That's just a kind of thinking about it.
When what we call illness, when we feel that or think that we are sick,
yes,
it becomes a kind of practice to try to separate what is the cause and then try to remove this cause in various ways.
It's a subtle kind of
practice.
Wrong view and an idea that somehow by focusing on it or giving it special attention one can control it in some way.
Yes.
Or thinking this is more important than other dharmas appearing.
Some people go to a person called doctor and let him do the practice for them.
I would do that.
You would do that.
But there doesn't have to be going to a doctor or taking medicine or even moving away from the microphone. There doesn't have to be any wrong view associated in that. But if one thinks that that has anything to do with developing awareness or not developing awareness, then it's wrong. Or if one thinks it's more important to understand the rupas of the body than other dharmas appearing and there's some kind of focusing or special attention involved, then we go wrong.
But that thinking in itself is that fine point, and we tend to forget that.
And what we forget most is this cause of dukkha is this clinging.
And not appreciating the complexity of the conditions, like if we think, oh, well, if I do this, then I won't sleep tonight, or if I won't do that, I'll sleep tonight, when we have no idea at all, it's still an idea that somehow we can control those conditions. Whereas actually they're so complicated, we can't know what will happen next moment, let alone tonight. Sometimes you say, Pinto Chin, that if there was no clinging, there'd be no use in developing understanding. Would you say a little more on that? There'd be no point in developing understanding if there were no clinging.
When there is no wrong view, do we have to do something or anything at all?
Well, even if there's no wrong view like for Sotapanna, still understanding has to develop.
Mm-hmm.
For anyone, there's nothing
and
to do.
You talk about lobha or what?
Lobha.
With wrong view.
Or even without wrong view, or just any lobha in general. What I've heard you say before on the tape is if there's no clinging, there's no use in developing understanding.
I mean that when there's no clinging, then what will we do? Do we have to do anything? When there is no clinging at all, no need to do anything.
The reason for no clinging would be, wouldn't it be panya?
Yes, but even, for example, an anagami who has no clinging, well, still some subtle clinging, yes. So still understanding has to develop. Yes, only an arahat, nothing that has to be done. And on the point about, oh, well, if Satipatthana's developed no questions at all, this is true, but even the Aryans continue listening to the Dharma, hearing more and more refined details,
but
developing
doubt.
Understanding,
doubt.
But no doubt.
That being a term means doubt.
Yeah. And last week when you went to the cremation of Kun Jarapan, who I found I was thinking quite a lot about her, because we had quite a lot of contact over the years, and this is someone who you must have spent hundreds of hours helping with the Dharma, answering her questions, patiently taking care of her through her many years of illness, explaining the Dharma. When you went to the cremation, what were you thinking about, or any special
thinking.
So the story doesn't matter?
No.
No.
We classify thinking like sad or good, but it's only thinking. No meaning at all.
Nina was telling me on the bus an old story from the past about how you were together with a couple of well-known teachers, John Blofeld and Lama Govinda, and John Blofeld was talking about a funeral and feeling sorry for various people and giving a very compassionate response, and your comment was just attachment or something like this. Because a lot of these stories or a lot of the ideas we have or feeling sorry for this person, they've passed away, or the family or whatever, a lot of it is just attachment.
Where is she now?
Where is she now?
Where is she now?
Yes.
In our thinking. Only.
In our minds.
And yes. I think also taking akusala for kusala.
Yes.
Yeah. That's what was happening that evening. Yeah. And he thought he was expressing compassion, but he was expressing a type of attachment. But
one example of attachment is my birthday and this happy birthday, kind of like they were doing for Tana-chan at Marriott. They were coming up singing with this chocolate cake, and I've been experimenting with not telling anybody about my own birthday and not knowing anybody else's birthday, but people get very upset and feel I'm very unsocial.
But what about not telling anybody your birthday? Isn't that an attachment to the idea?
That's an attachment also.
That's no birthday.
You cannot escape from Nova.
Yeah, I would appreciate so much if everyone would think like that.
So you would like knowing, just forget all birthdays?
No, it doesn't mean anything at all, as long as there is no I. So how can there be birthday? It is, but not important.
There is birth moment.
right.
And that's gone.
Completely.
Birthday and death
and
day.
My, a lot of opportunity for thinking. When my sister died last week, it's a good opportunity for only thinking, but maybe some moments of right understanding, I hope. There were.
Well, I suppose by my question when I said, how did you think or feel at the cremation, having spent so much time helping this friend, was, you know, any especially good reminders at such times, like Nina mentioned when her sister died, or any particularly useful ways to reflect?
Usually I don't cling too much to any happenings, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Just sound.
And thinking.
So when you go to so many of these funerals, do you see it as just an opportunity to help those who are
it's
present?
It's better to have understanding of realities than just thinking about stories.
Getting back to thinking about the present reality or having awareness, as I understand it, the obstacles to there being awareness of the presently arising realities are wrong view and ignorance. Is one of those more a hindrance than the other?
One will know by oneself. It's one's own panya all the way.
No, but in general?
In general, it's that, lopa and wrong view.
Because ignorance arises all the time, even for someone who understands the Dhamma. But for someone who does not understand the Dhamma, there's no way to know what is ignorance or lopa or anything else. So what is it, the wrong view? The greater hindrance to right understanding? Not knowing now does not stop me from having an interest in Dhamma. But having a wrong idea about realities, having a wrong view about realities.
Can anyone know about your amount of ignorance and wrong view and attachment?
No, we're not talking about amount. We're talking as a conditioning Dhamma.
When it's just small amount? Can it do like a big amount of attachment, ignorance, and wrong view?
When there's wrong view, there is ignorance.
there is ignorance, right?
Yes. So when we talk about ignorance, it includes wrong view.
There is no way to measure except this moment of understanding reality right now.